Well, good morning, Chelvest and Caller Garden, Chelston Rise. It's Tuesday, the 12th of May, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Thank you to you all for your good wishes for Andy Horn yesterday. His face was just a picture when I played the podcast to him on a loudspeaker outside his house and presented him with a transcript for his birthday. But I did get one thing wrong, as per usual. Andy can't claim his state pension now. He has to wait another 2 years until he's 67. So all the offers of a pint when the pub reopens will be most welcome. Well, what a difference a day makes. The change in the weather has been quite startling and was a most unwelcome intrusion on my already busy schedule on Sunday and Monday. With one of my other hats on, I'm the clerk of the Educational Foundation, responsible for the upkeep of the village hall and schoolhouse next door. However, during the COVID-19 emergency, all of the day-to-day responsibility has fallen on Rachel Maywood's shoulders. Even though the village hall is closed, she goes in each day to check everything's okay. The village hall is our emergency reception centre and it needs to be ready for action at all times. During the closure, Rachel's also been doing all of the maintenance that we normally do during the quieter summer months. Now, the afternoon van run on Sunday was an eventful one. I'd gone round the village and passed the village hall at around 15:30 and all was fine. However, 10 minutes later, I had a message from Ashley Fett and then from Rachel saying that a huge branch from the big Wellingtonia tree had come crashing down. It had hit the schoolhouse and had snapped the telephone line that crosses the road. By coincidence, Rachel had been doing her last check of the day and so she was on the spot within minutes. And I was able to get there a few minutes later. We managed to get the telephone line out of the road and to check the schoolhouse over to make sure that there was no damage to the building. But this was the fourth branch that had come down this year in high winds. Now, 18 months ago, I'd had a tree surgeon check the tree over and pronounced it safe. So how things can change so quickly, I don't know. Rachel and I spent the first hour of Monday clearing up, and then I called out a tree surgeon to come and inspect the rest of the tree. And like the one in James Bird's garden, the schoolhouse Wellingtonia is an icon of the village, and we need to look after it. The tree surgeon was like a monkey, and I can't believe how he managed to get to the top. He found the stumps of the four branches that came down, and sadly found another split branch, which he cut out as a precaution. And he also lightened the load on another suspect branch. So when you notice that that tree has had a severe haircut, you'll know why. Most of us can't get haircuts at the moment, but this one has potentially saved lives. So thanks go to Ashley and Rachel for spotting this problem so quickly and allowing it to get resolved. Now, one of the benefits of our village WhatsApp group is that very little escapes notice around the parish, and I am quickly alerted to most things going on. I used to rely on my morning litter rounds, but now I know that incidents will be reported throughout the day. We had a couple of incidents over the weekend that shows just how much residents care about the great place in which we live. On Saturday, a car appeared in Water Lane, parked in the lay-by just past the ford. There was a chap in it, just lying there, frankly looking dead, and I had two calls within an hour concerned for his safety. He was still there in the evening, and one of our water yard residents went to check he was okay. He just sent them away. He was still there next morning, almost comatose, and again he was offered a cup of tea, but he was impossible to rouse, so people became really concerned. Our resident called 101, really concerned this time for his safety, and asking the police to intervene. But then another resident contacted me to say that they'd seen a car pull up and try to talk with the occupant of the car. We all concluded that this was probably a domestic incident, and this was the fallout from it. And we thought that the car occupant had probably settled on a quiet place in Chelveston to hide out of sight. How wrong could they be? By mid-morning on Sunday, the car had gone, and so all the concerned residents could breathe a collective sigh of relief. Ironically, if the car occupant had been conscious, they would have witnessed a fly-tipping incident just yards from their car. Again, this was reported to me quickly, but I'd already spotted it on my morning rounds. I reported it immediately to East Northamptonshire Council, who are responsible for clearing it up. So you can imagine my surprise when the fly-tipping had gone next day. I know that East Northamptonshire Council would not have picked up the message on a bank holiday, and they certainly wouldn't have instructed it to be cleared on a Saturday or a Sunday. So who had cleared it up? Well, it took me a day to find out, and I wasn't surprised to find that it was Ray Knight, the farmer from Water Lane. He takes huge pride in the state of Water Lane, and wasn't prepared to have this blot on the landscape. So if Ray is listening, thank you from us all, Ray. Ray's had a busy few days. On his own initiative, he always cuts the grass on the verge between the end of Water Lane and Bidwell regularly. And this week, he's also trimmed all the verges along Water Lane and Raunge Road that I can't get to with my strimmer. It's public service like that that makes our village a great place to live. Contrast this with the idiot that has been tearing around the village for the last couple of days on a quad bike with his son. They have been on several footpaths and rights of way, all illegally. Whilst they think they're doing it with impunity, they aren't. I had many complaints and photographs sent in to me yesterday, so now I know exactly who they are. It's the same idiot that threatened me last year when I caught them allowing their dog to foul the verge in Water Lane. Why is there always someone who spoils the party? Now, I put this out on the WhatsApp group immediately, and I even had suggestions that the village stocks should be restored to make it clear that antisocial behaviour in this village is unacceptable, especially from residents. I'm sure H could tell us what happened to village idiots in his day. Now, last night was the first ever virtual parish council meeting since the council was formed in 1895, and I was privileged to attend. All I can say is well done to our councillors. Given the challenges, it worked extremely well. And I'd like to think that this is the way of the parish council in the future. It would be fantastic if every resident has the opportunity to tune in to the parish council meetings as they happen. So well done, councillors. Please keep going. From my many years' experience, I know how hard your job is. And we appreciate the fact that everyone on the council is a volunteer. So please keep going. The job you're doing is worthwhile. Thank you.